MAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Doc Gene Klingler, and he is co-chair with the Tough Enough to Wear Pink Committee, also Marsha Locke, and she is communications and outreach coordinator with the Johnson Cancer Research Center. Always enjoy having these folks in, and all kinds of fun things planned for this. And I guess, Doc Klingler, if you don't mind refreshing our memory, what are we talking about here?
Well, this is the 11th year that the Call Valley Rodeo has sponsored the Tough Enough to Wear Pink festivities. Actual beginnings of it go back around 2000, and it has been sponsored by Wrangler as a national activity, and we get some publicity through a PRCA magazine, and we're part of the national PRCA Tough Enough to Wear Pink program, and they've raised several million dollars over the course of a year. The neat thing about ours is all the money we're raising is staying locally, and all of it goes for research, and the administrative part is underwritten. So it's been a successful program, and it's been kind of fun to do, and we've met an awful lot of nice people.
Very good. And I know, of course, and this has been quite a partnership, Marsha. You've been working with the Tough Enough to Wear Pink folks for how many years now?
Well, this is the 11th one. Char Hinton called us up and said, you know, we think we want to do a Tough Enough to Wear Pink rodeo. Would you guys want to be our beneficiary? And I said, well, of course. So, yeah, that started it off. And, yeah, it's been wonderful. They've raised $80,000 since 2007. So we'll see how it goes this year. I think we're scaling down a little bit. We're not having the restaurant night, but we're still having the pink balloon release, and the silver buckle drill team will come and do their pink performance. And we just appreciate all the help. We'll have pink items for sale. The KVRA will be selling pink t-shirts and bandanas and stuff like that. So we really appreciate them honoring cancer survivors and raising awareness and funds for the Johnson Cancer Research Center at K-State.
And it's nice to kind of mix it up, Gene. You learn things each year, and you kind of alter and do different things. And maybe how this year's is different. I know that Marsh has alluded to that, but if you don't mind kind of sharing some more information about what you have planned.
Well, what works, we keep track of what doesn't work, and we have to go by the personnel are available, and last year we didn't have the balloon release, and the Women's Breast Cancer Support Group under the direction of Janet Kaiser and her crew wanted it back, and they're going to pretty much take over as far as helping fill the balloons and get that aspect. We also have a dual auction with the KVRA at the annual steak fry, which is next Sunday, and there'll be a silent auction, live auction items, and many of the items will be designated for the pink portion of this.
You know, back to the balloon release, I remember in years past, those things travel quite a ways.
We had a incident 2 or 3 years ago where a lady in Indiana or somewhere back there, I found one in her field, and turned out she was a junior high science teacher. And GTM has been sponsoring this in the past, and their logo was on the backside of it, and she put all the information together and contacted somebody here in town, and ended up using it for her science class to study wind currents and some meteorology, mm-hmm. and they got somebody from Kansas State involved. It turned into a real neat deal.
A lot of people will write notes on the balloons, too, to release them in memory or in honor of somebody. Pretty cool.
Well, Marsha, share with us where the money goes and how this does help the Cancer Research Center.
Well, all the funds raised for the Johnson Cancer Research Center stay right here at Kansas State University. 95% go directly into the hands of faculty and students doing cancer research. And specifically, the KVRA's funds, they really like to support the undergraduate research program, and they have sponsored 1 to 2 students per year. We give this opportunity where up to 50 undergraduate students get to work in a laboratory on a real research project, and then they get a $1,000 award, and the researcher gets or the faculty researcher gets $1,000 to support the cost of the research. And the KVRA has sponsored 1 to 2 of those a year since they started.
Boy, that is incredible. Very impressive. Yeah. And Jean, I know you, this has become kind of a labor of love. I mean, there's some work involved to this, although I think every year, I mean, I'm sure you get it down a little bit to a science, don't you, in preparations and that kind of thing?
Well, it's almost running itself.
They're a well-oiled machine. Of,
volunteers, and we find that we don't need as many meetings as we thought we did. And it kind of depends a little bit on who's available, and certainly, we're always looking for people that are interested, and we have people call and find out about it, want to get involved, and we just appreciate that so much. That somebody's been touched by cancer, some for some reason they want to get involved, and we really welcome that help.
And of course, the main goal is to fill that rodeo up on Friday, July 28th. Is that right?
Yeah, we want to fill it every night, but particularly on the 28th.
We want everybody wearing pink to honor the cancer survivors. And we're thankful to a lot of the businesses in town that have put that message on their marquee to remind everybody to wear pink on the 28th. So we welcome many other businesses with marquees to do the same.
And I know, as you mentioned, sometimes there's a lot of pink-related items that people can obtain, and that's mm-hmm. always a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, bandanas, T-shirts, hats.
To the local, or the nightly winners, the professional cowboys, if they have pink on that we can see, and they win their heat, we'll put a little something in their envelope for them. And it's kind of interesting because several people have turned it back. Either I have cancer, mom had cancer, and we want it to go back. And that's always been a real nice gesture on the part of the professional cowboys and cowgirls.
Very good. And I don't know, Marcia, any other updates from the Johnson Cancer Research Center? I mean, I know you're making progress all the time and getting closer to finding out some things.
Sure. I mean, it's an exciting time in cancer research in general, and definitely at K-State. You know, we have an interim director right now, and we have some big goals to become a National Cancer Institute designated basic research center. And so we want to hire a really, really top-notch, world-class director. And of course, we need support to do that. But once we have that person in place, we hope that he or she will lead us through the whole NCI designation process and really bring a lot more funds to K-State for doing cancer research. And we have still about 100 faculty researchers affiliated with our center in about 20 different departments, all looking at cancer from different angles and training future researchers. Like I said, we have around 50 undergraduates learning how to do cancer research each semester or each year.
Jean, anything else we want to add for our listeners today other than showing up for the rodeo? Any other way we can help, or
well,
is it too late to get
Marcia
involved?
Marcia keeps close track of our major sponsors, and I think we need to recognize them, certainly. We've got a couple new ones.
Okay. Well, we definitely want to thank Women's Health Group. They've been supporting this for many years with their $1,000 donation, and Innovative Livestock Services has donated steaks for the KVRA auction.
People.
Yeah, and they do that especially in honor of the pink efforts. And then we thank Dr. David and Kathy Pauls for their donation, and Dr. Mike and Barbara Finnegan. And then, of course, there are some businesses that donate auction items for the auction, for the pink section of the auction. So we thank Flint Hills Auto and Longhorn Steakhouse.
Anything else we need to mention, Doc Klingler?
Well, we appreciate the time and the opportunity to get our story out.
Okay, again, July 28th, Friday, the big Tough Enough to Wear Pink Rodeo, starting at 8 p.m. at Seco Park in Manhattan. Anything else, Marcia?
Even the horses wear pink.
Very good. Well, thanks to both of you for stopping by. And again, we've had Doc Jean Klingler, co-chair with the Tough Enough to Wear Pink Committee. Also, Marcia Locke, communications outreach coordinator with Johnson Cancer Research Center. We'll take a break. We come back, Battle of the Badges time again, American Red Cross. We're going to be hearing from Manhattan Fire Department Captain Micah Heideman. Also, he'll have a driver along with them, Greg Van Creek, and also Riley County Police Public Information Officer Alexander Robinson and Riley County EMS Kaylee Proctor. Busy morning this morning on In Focus.
KMAN Morning News is presented by Strecker Nelson West Gallery. Visit